Sun.
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
The bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling desert.
The time has come. Oh, I was a little early.
Little early.
Time has come for Adam's product review here.
It's way overdue now.
Now, before we went to break, Adam told us he was teasing us on a solution for those odd files that you need to transfer between two machines that's too big to fit on a floppy and seems to be a complete waste of a burned CD, mm-hmm. right?
And besides that, the time it takes to put on a CD, you got to get the thing, take it out of the stupid plastic wrapper, stick it in there, open up the program, pull it on in there, tell it to burn, wait. I mean, it's a lot faster than it used to be, but just to burn a file or two, it seems to take an awful long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have a solution.
Mm-hmm.
What be thy solution, Senior Adam?
The solution has a few different names. Some people call them flash drives, some people call them thumb drives, some people call them jump drives.
Wow.
You're talking about those little dealies that plug into the USB port,
mm-hmm.
and then you can store stuff on them, usually like
right.
128 or 256 meg now
mm-hmm.
these days?
Don't they actually have them like a keychain version?
Yep.
So tell us how this works.
Well, basically, you have a little device that's a few inches long, you know, and it usually has a cap or something on it, and this cap covers the USB plug.
Yes?
You plug the USB plug back into the back of your computer, and you have a really fast...
Hey, Adam, they build those USB ports on the front of most computers these days, but go ahead.
Okay, that too.
Just to make it easier for things just like this.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
Except that a lot of those companies put it right at the bottom, so close to the floor you can't actually get anything plugged in.
Right.
But you can buy an extension cable then if you had to.
And they usually come with extension cable.
Yeah. Hey!
Memo to engineers.
So these things, one of the reasons they call them a thumb drive is because they're about the size of your thumb.
Yeah.
Hey, whoever's calling Ken, he's on the air right now.
Yeah, trying.
Yeah.
So, how much space will this thing, or how much data will these things store?
Well, they've got them in... anywhere between like 64 meg and 1 gig.
1 gigabyte?
Are you like playing with me?
More than a CD then?
A gigabyte the size of my thumb?
Yep.
How can that be? What are they doing?
I'm not sure.
Tell us the manufacturing process, Adam.
Yeah. So how many layers of the circuit board? No, I'm just kidding. So you plug it in and then what happens? How do you access it?
Well, it just shows up on, let's see here, I think on Windows 98 and above. It will show up as a removable drive, usually a drive E or a drive F.
EF, whatever the next available letter is.
Huh? Like a zip drive would show up. It's just a removable disk in your My Computer or your Windows Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
So then you just treat it like a regular old drive, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who could ever need more than a gigabyte in a thumb drive? Come on.
So you copy the file, then you unplug it, and then how do you get it onto the next machine?
Well, what you do is, actually, before you unplug it, Windows has a little safety thing that sits in your system tray while you have the device plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
You have to right-click it and click on Safely Remove Hardware or something to that effect, and then it will say it is safe for you to remove the device.
Now, a lot of people just yank that thing out of there. Tell us why that could be bad.
Well, there's a thing called caching, where it waits for, like, free time to write the stuff onto the drive. If you have stuff that needs to be written to the drive and you yank it out, you're going to lose data.
So it's like check caching.
I'm right now, I'm so proud of Adam.
He is. Well, come on. What do you
mean, look at the kind of quality. You know what? How many 13-year-old kids would know that when you pull that thing out, the reason you don't just yank it out is that there's caching and you might lose data? I mean, adults don't know this. Come on.
You tearing up over there?
I'm
starting to tear up.
That was so beautiful!
Really?
Yeah.
It was beautiful, Adam. So now, okay, so you notify the machine that you're removing the drive.
Mm-hmm.
It writes everything to the drive, finalizes it, and then you pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
And now how do I get the data that's on that thumb drive or zipped or flash drive or whatever we're calling it today into the next computer?
You take it, you plug it into the next computer, and you do the exact same thing.
Only opposite?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just go back to My Computer or the Windows Explorer and pull it right back off of there. And
right.
if you're running a newer operating system, there's no device driver to install.
Right.
There's nothing. You just plug it in and go.
Well, now
basically,
there's
basically Windows 2000 and up.
Yeah.
There's a couple variations of this technology now. I have one from Creative Labs that actually doubles as an MP3 player. It's got headphones and it's
does it
got,
take pictures and can you call on it too?
Next year's will.
Yeah.
So you can, it's got a place for you to like turn the volume up and skip tracks mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And they now have them with biometrics so that if you want to put very important personal information on these drives... And
biometrics translates into, like, thumbprint reading.
Right.
Yeah.
That really puts a new meaning to thumb drive.
It's got, exactly. So it's, you gotta actually, to access those files that are protected, you have to actually use your thumb with the fingerprint.
I want a retina scan.
Do you?
Remember the old Star Trek and the dude that had the thing on the front of his... Yeah.
Thing.
If you on the radio could see what I'm saying...
Yeah.
Yeah. Geordi, I think that was his name.
Mm-hmm.
That guy. That's what we need.
You guys are
I don't
scary.
Know why we need that, but we need that.
You're scaring me that you know these names.
I didn't know the name until he said it, so, I mean...
Hey, I'm a Trekkie. I'll
there we go.
It.
All right, so what's the price of these things?
I think the 128-meg model is usually between $30 and $40, depending on which brand you get.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's cheap megabytes, man.
Mm-hmm. And then the larger models, they can get to be 60, 70, 80,
Ooh,
even 100.
A whole $100.
About $100 for a gigabyte of totally portable, no moving parts. You can drop it. It won't hurt anything.
Yeah.
You can transfer stuff easily from another computer to another computer. I mean, come on.
And they even have cool little flashing lights on them sometimes, too.
Ooh, is that what they call them, flash drives?
sure.
Only the ones that are called flash drives. The thumb drives have the thumbprint thing. Yeah. You know, yeah, different drives, different things.
Actually, it's flash memory, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the same kind of memory, basically, that you're putting into digital cameras and things these days. It's in a different package, but it's basically the same idea.
Very
That's
similar.
That's right.
Yeah. Adam, you're a gentleman in a school bus.
This is one of your better ones, Adam.
This is you came strong the first show of 2004, and look at this kind of quality. You realize you've set the bar pretty high.
Thanks.
So you better have something really good next week.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
right.
All right.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, senor.
Yep.
See you next time.
If only... See, the problem is there's a lot of 13-year-olds that know as much as Adam.
Right.
But they use it in the wrong way.
Yeah, they know it in the wrong way, or they don't know how to convey it. I mean, he can just tell you, too, and you understand it, and it's not, like, all over the place. And
yeah, he's the total package.
He doesn't use the word like all the time. Like. You know what I'm saying?
Like for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What do you want to do now?
Do we have time, or did we?
We still got a few minutes. Brian's being very gracious. He's giving me 3 more minutes to go in this,
well,
this whole segment.
Let's see what Ira has on his mind. He's got some prediction about 2004 and broadband. Ira.
Hello.
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Well, thank you.
What is your prediction for the fine year of 2004?
I was just wanting to say that I think we're going to see wireless broadband in more of the rural areas and just as more of a solution to the people that can't get DSL or cable modems right now.
You're talking about like the fixed wireless, like what the Sprint broadband used to do, but they kind of stopped doing for a while?
Exactly, but now that they're not doing that anymore, there's other companies are currently coming up.
Yeah, there's lots of point-to-point wireless. Of course, there's satellite, which is, wow, that's almost fast.
It's a little bit faster than dial-up, barely.
Actually, it's better than dial-up.
But not well, the download is, but the upload's only about 80K right,
right.
now.
Well, actually, they just came out with a new what they call modem, but of course we all know is not a modem, for these things that you no longer have to plug in, you know, two different boxes to a USB port to your computer, so it's hard to share. They came out with one now that has a four-port switch and router and everything built into it, so you can use it on a network like most other things these days. So
I just replaced one of those, though, and they still don't have the speed.
Oh, no, they never will. That is the last choice. Like, okay, check off everything. Cable's not available, DSL's not available.
If you think about for a minute, though, what's happening when you're doing things on the Internet through a satellite connection? I mean, just be amazed that it even works.
Right.
I'm really, truly amazed that it works. And now, you know, these days we're talking about, not like the old days where it worked, but you could understand because it was using a phone line, too. It works. There's no phone line. It's using a satellite both ways. I mean, everything you do,
exactly.
everything you click, everything you type, is being transmitted to outer space and back.
Just let us make...
How nuts is that?
Just let's make sure everybody...
The new wireless
knows.
Solutions will go like 15 miles now from their central antenna.
Yeah, but we're not talking 15 miles to the moon and back. Come on.
No. Regular wireless.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying regular wireless will overtake what the satellite is doing right now.
I'm just more impressed. I'm more impressed by the satellite because it has to, you know, do a lot more.
Well, and let's make
not
sure,
as good.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make sure, though, that the gamers, if you plan to play games and you're
it's
in the
horrible.
Rural area and you plan to get satellite, don't even bother.
A dial-up will be better.
Yeah. The amount of time that it takes, if you're in one of them little shooter games and you've turned the corner and you see the guy, the next thing you'll know is that you're looking down on the dirt because...
He saw you 8 seconds ago.
Yeah, and by the time you actually see him, you're already dead. It's like the Doppler effect for gaming or something. Yeah.
And the new wireless solutions, like, I think we have a shot at 8 miles with only 23 millisecond latency.
Well, actually, you can do Wi-Fi focused.
This guy's geeky.
I know.
Well, 23 millisecond latency.
You can do focused Wi-Fi up to, what, 10, 20 miles if you got line of sight.
With cheap antennas and stuff, for like $1,000 these days, you can yourself take 802.11b and extend that thing probably 18, 20 miles pretty easily.
So, yeah, wireless, I agree with you, Ira. Wireless everything. Everything's going to have an antenna on it.
Thanks for the call, Ira.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great new year.
And
right,
I think children will be required to have antennas from
mounted in their forehead.
Yeah, just a little.
A single one.
The little rubber ducky
like
type.
A horn. Oh, right. Like the what's comes off the newer cars with the cell phones built in.
Or the little nub, you know, little nubs.
The nubbins?
Nubs.
Nubs.
Come here, nub.
If you've got technology ideas, you think you know what's coming, you have a dream for what you want in the 2004 future and beyond.
Or if you feel that nub in your head and you didn't know what it was.
This is the show for you, and this is the time for you to call 602-277-5827. Hold the general calls to next hour. We're getting real close to those. And
actually,
when we come back,
open it up. General calls, because we've got Geek Speak of the Week and WebAttack free download of the week.
We got all that great stuff, plus more of your calls and questions. So now hit those phone lines, 602-277-5827. It's the general phone calls. All things open to everything technology. We'll take them all.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
When we come back, we'll have our award-winning Geek Speak of the Week segment.
Absolutely. All that stuff and more right here on the Computer Corner, right here, News Radio 620, KTAR, back after this very short break.